Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke. These are the Black Keys. And I think Luke wants to talk about some delicious, delicious, solid food that is a little bit less than I can handle right now. But Monday I'll have it. Monday I'm
saying I feel bad almost talking about it. Just
don't feel bad.
You can't eat,
but it makes it all feel better.
New resident of Sun Prairie, and so I last night needed something to eat while I was watching the Bucks game, and went over to Sal's Tomato Pies in Sun Prairie, supporting an excellent sponsor here. And man, the Fat Uncle Tony, whoever Fat Uncle Tony is, he knew how to make a good pie because that pie was delicious.
Hey, Fat Uncle Tony.
I was like, I almost went with one of the you know, healthier vegetarian ones, and I was like, no, I'm going to get the one loaded up with some meat.
Sausage and some
there was bacon,
sausage,
pepperoni.
Double stuffed sausage with sausage.
Oh, yeah. So if you out there in the listening audience want to get a delicious pizza, go check out one of Salvatore's Tomato Pies locations here in Madison. I had a delicious pizza last night watching the Bucks win, and I recommend you head out there as well.
Hey, I'm going to blow your minds, everybody. If you order pepperoni, that's sliced sausage.
Yeah,
all right, anybody.
It is. Just more ways to get that beautiful, beautiful, delicious meat.
I like pineapple. Pineapple bacon.
Yeah, pineapple's fine.
Pineapple bacon, onion, and
I was always against pineapple
pepper
on a pizza, but I really like grilled pineapple now, and so it's very similar when it's on the pizza. Especially because
you can ruin it with pineapple because especially if you get like the canned stuff and it gets all soggy, that's not good.
No,
you need it crisp and you need a little bit of a touch crispy on the top.
Yeah, the roasted pineapple is delicious, and so I've come around. I used to be on a different side of that argument, Brian, but I believe we are one and the same now. And once you're eating solid food again, starting next week, maybe we'll go get a pizza.
Sal's Tomato Pies in Sun Prairie, huh?
Yeah.
What style do they? Is it Neapolitan? Is it thin crust? Thick crust?
It's a variety.
Okay.
I had one of the thin crusts.
That's
it was delicious.
Nice.
Yeah. Very, very good.
Neapolitan is the one just with a lot of bread.
Yeah.
A lot of dough.
And that's good, too. To each their own. I'm one of those believers that I don't fall in the New York style, Chicago style, whatever style you want to. I like all pizza.
I like them all, too.
I eat it all. So there's no complaints on my end when there's pizza involved.
Unless
you put anchovies on it. Anything but anchovies.
I was an enterprising young lad, and I had my own paper route, and my buddy Jason down the street also had his paper route, and when we got our payday.
You were feuding paper routes?
No. We had worked for the same boss.
Oh, okay.
He had one part of the neighborhood. I had the other part of the neighborhood. We both rode our bikes. Anyway, afterwards, we would meet at his place and play Blades of Steel, and we would order on our Nintendo Entertainment System and order a pie from the local national delivery chain, and we'd ask for a double dough, double cheese. So when we got
you're just trying to order two pizzas at once, or
no?
What's going on?
No, like they doubled the dough so that like when you cooked it, it was kind of almost raw and gooey, and then they had the cheese on top. Oh my gosh! As kids, we could probably stomach that. Right now, I'd die. But that was awesome.
Well, last segment, Brian, and everyone, Sal's Tomato Pies, great place for dinner tonight if you are looking for a great local sponsor here on Devil Radio to support. But one of the things we talked about last segment is government work-in, Brian, and we kind of ended the last show, yesterday's show, with a reference to it because I thought I'd seen the headline, but I want to share the actual story now because it is true of government not necessarily working, and then the citizen outcries to make sure that the government officials don't kind of do the shady things behind closed doors and just determine to get around the public comments and public's view. And this is one of the things that I think it's important to talk about because it was some public outrage that had village officials change course down in the village of Mount Pleasant, Brian.
Well, I think this is government working because we the people are the government. But
as our friend L.A. Tom likes to say, absolutely.
Read on. Let us know what this is.
So this piece is by Eric Gunn over at the Wisconsin Examiner. Mount Pleasant Village Board repeals change to longer terms after referendum campaign. And so one of the things we had covered when it happened, Brian, was the Village of Mount Pleasant kind of sneakily, just through simple resolution back in January, voted to extend their term limits from 2 years to three-year terms. And so this would be something that they said strengthened the village board's management.
Or sounds like this.
I have just received word that the emperor has dissolved the council permanently. The last remnants of the old republic have been swept away.
Pretty much. So rather than, you know, being accountable to the public and then the voters being able to determine whether or not they thought they did a good job down in the village of Mount Pleasant after kind of the fumbling of Foxconn has taken place in recent years, the village board members wanted to extend those terms, and then the public, the citizens, decided to start a referendum saying, no, not on our watch.
The lead organizer said, this has never been so easy to get signatures in my life.
Yes, they were referencing how easy people were signing up for this referendum, and so they pretty much, through the threat of the referendum and beginning to go and talking with citizens in the village of Mount Pleasant, got the village board to just remove this resolution. And so,
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
As you reference, maybe it is then a case of government working still, because the village of Mount Pleasant will be beholden to the citizens and still keep their 2 year term.
And Claude Lois is still sitting there laughing, collecting all the money, going, you can't do anything, nanny, nanny, boo-boo. I'm not sure he's saying nanny, nanny, boo-boo, but he's probably not saying anything. And either way, if he did, he's not taking notes on it, and nor is he going to tell you what it was that he did or said, but he will bill you for it either way. In fact, I think I just incurred a bill from him right now. But well, luckily, the city of Mount Pleasant will pay for it directly, and the rest of taxpayers, so I'm only going to pay a couple bucks in total. But
the problem, Brian, is going to be we're not going to get another public update on that project for another 3 years, because he kind of came out, did his public comments, and now he's hit his quota for the next 3 years, I believe.
Maybe he's going to bury himself under the ground like a cicada. That'd be great, though.
That's a terrible kind of cicada. Yeah, I was going to say, just raking in the check still, getting paid.
Slightly under John Cicada.
Yeah, it's I guess it's not the screaming, though, but the we do tend to scream when we don't have the accountability.
That's actually, I think that's legs rubbing together.
I'm screaming.
Oh, you're screaming. Gotcha. I thought you were talking about the cicadas.
No, well, the screaming and the cicadas get associated together.
Although it might be the abdomen rattling.
I'm screaming.
I don't know, either way.
We'd have to consult a scientist on that one, Brian.
So I think we can conclude that Claude Lois is an insect. All right, sounds good.
Pretty much. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, that's Brian. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 p.m. If you missed any portion of this show, go check out the podcast. DevilRadio927.com. Click on the Dueling Tangents tab. See you tomorrow.
The Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire!